KSA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Another Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Ohio. Hazmat and emergency crews are on the scene in Clark County. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said no hazardous material release was reported, but they will continue to monitor, he said. Clark County officials are asking residents to shelter in place out of an abundance of caution. It's located between Dayton and Columbus. There are no reports of injuries. Former Vice President Mike Pence is once again hinting he may run for president in 2024. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Pence said he believes different times call for different leadership and the American people love competition. The former VP has previously suggested he'll make his formal decision on whether to run by this spring. Pence's former boss, Donald Trump, spoke today at CPAC.
Trump delivered the keynote speech at the close of the Conservative Political Action Conference.
The sinister forces trying to kill America have done everything they can to stop me, to silence you, and to turn this nation into a socialist dumping ground.
Before he wrapped up things, he took a shot at Joe and Hunter Biden.
Dad, we have a problem. I left my laptop at the repair shop, and Joe looks at him and says, "What's on it, son? What's on it?" And Hunter looks back and he says, "Every single crime that you've ever committed there."
Surprisingly, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis skipped the annual CPAC event. I'm Dave Collins.
Cleanup and recovery efforts are underway after deadly storms pounded parts of the South. This is Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Sadly, we lost at least 5 Kentuckians in the weather event yesterday.
At least 11 storm-related deaths occurred in 5 states. Winter storms forced hundreds of flight cancellations across the country today, according to FlightAware. That's due to strong winds and heavy snow. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The Grizzlies' Ja Morant is being sidelined for at least 2 games after brandishing a gun on social media. On Friday, the 2-time NBA All-Star went live on Instagram in what appeared to be a strip club. Morant was shirtless and flashed what appeared to be a handgun next to his face. The Grizzlies announced they investigated the situation and decided Morant will be away from the team for the next 2 games. It's everything for everything everywhere all at once, winning 7 Spirit Awards on Saturday, including Best Feature. The movie is a frontrunner for the Oscars next week. The melancholy blues are more prevalent in one city.
If you live in Seattle, chances are you're sad. A new survey from the U.S. Census Bureau found that Seattle ranks as the nation's saddest large metro area. Seattle having the highest number of people who said they were feeling depressed and hopeless. Riverside, San Bernardino, California took second place and Phoenix came in third. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York, and Dallas rounded out the list of saddest cities. Happy I'm in Las Vegas. I'm John Schaefer.
More than half of the world's population is on track to be considered overweight or obese by 2035. A new report from the World Obesity Federation also notes a concerning rise in childhood obesity rates based on current trends. Childhood obesity could double from 2020 levels. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.